How's it going, listeners? This is Chris GST, web admin of pwponderings.com. We are on the line with a very special guest, head booker of Dragon Gate USA. They are having their return to the West Coast. They're coming and doing a triple shot. Gabe, how are you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for everyone listening out there. I'm a big fan of Pro Wrestling Ponderings.
Really appreciate it. All right, let's just get this out of the way. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 25th through the 27th, we have Open the Golden Gate 2013, Revolt and Heat. The last two are going to be on iPay-per-view. I know, Gabe, you have let everyone know that Open the Golden Gate, due to the restrictions of the venue, may or may not be able to get us an iPay-per-view feed. But, of course, these cards are stacked. And I'm really excited. I'm actually very jealous. I'm up here in Northern California. I'm not going to be able to make it down. The Friday show, January 25th, is in Santa Maria, California. The main event for the artist, I guess, or formerly known as John Morrison, going up against Akira Tozawa. Of course, the Open, the Freedom Gate champion, Johnny Gargano and Rich Swann, are going up against Jimmy Susumu and Ryo Saito. And in the next tag team bonus main event, the Young Bucks of Nick and Matt Jackson versus Sam McCallan and Eric Cannon of VUF. There's, of course, a special Evolve Records match. Chuck Taylor, AR Fox, and John Davis all going to face each other, and that's going to have some ramifications later on. There's tons of other great matches, including a Samurai del Sol versus a mystery opponent. And then just added recently was Brian Cage versus Ray Rosas. And on top of that, there will be a Vendetta Pro card at 6:30. So, Gabe, what can the fans expect from the Friday event?
I think they can expect an awesome wrestling show. I just want to talk about the iPay-per-view situation real quick. Basically, we're still in the process of trying to find out whether we can do an iPay-per-view or not, a live iPay-per-view. We don't want to start advertising something or put something together and not be able to deliver it, especially with people just gaining faith in the iPay-per-view system. And we've had a tremendous track record. I'll brag about it. We've had a great track record at WWNLive.com, and we don't want to do anything to derail that. So if we're not able to put it on live iPay-per-view, what we will do is edit it on our system, just like do all the camera switches and everything, just like it was on live iPay-per-view, so it's immediately in the system, and then we have to upload it, and then our people over at WWNLive.com have to get it online. So if it can't be live, we're going to do it live to tape and have it online up at WWNLive.com on demand by within 24 to 48 hours of the event. So people will be able to catch it by the end of the weekend. And, I'm really looking forward to having John Morrison on the show. I actually had dinner with Morrison back when he was in WWE. He was a really cool guy. And I always liked his stuff. I thought him and Punk had a great series of matches. I like Morrison because he does a lot of things that you've never seen anyone else do. I've always been really intrigued by him as a talent. And, so I'm really excited that we've had the opportunity to bring him in for this show in Santa Maria. I think that's going to be a really cool deal. And we have him in a really unique match against Akira Tozawa, who is pretty much unlike any other opponent he's ever faced. Morrison, I think, pretty much just went right to WWE. He never really did indies. He didn't really tour Japan or anything. So, being in the ring with someone like Tozawa is going to be a real test for him. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then, you can't go wrong with those tag matches that we have. And it's a big day for Evolve, too. It's cool. You're going to see some Evolve on it, some Dragon Gate USA and Vendetta Pro. So it's going to be a real cool live experience.
Absolutely. Now, the Saturday and Sunday shows, I'm not going to put out all the information there because everyone knows you can find that information in the podcast info. But some things I wanted to point out. Saturday, January 26th, Revolt 2013, we have a no-rope Open the Freedom Gate title match between Gargano and Davis. This is definitely something that has been coming just for a long time, and I know that I spoke to quite a few people who are saying they are really enjoying the continuity of bringing this match together. Of course, Gargano and Davis not exactly had the kindest words for each other either. I guess the only thing I really want to ask you about this is the danger level really is elevated with the no ropes, and that stipulation is something that is very special. I think the fans in Huntington Park, California, are going to get a real treat out of that. People are watching on iPay-per-view. I mean, I think, this is nothing against any other talents on the rest of the card because it is a stacked card, but you have a main event like this. I think it's pretty crazy. And what do you think American fans, how are they going to react to this type of match?
Well, we first of all, the show is 8 p.m. Pacific time, and it's 11 p.m. Eastern. It's a little late night viewing, and it will be a live iPay-per-view at WWNLive.com. And basically, you know, the no rope match is a huge deal over in Japan. Dragon Gate brings it out every few years or so when they have a long running feud. We had one in Boston in November of 2011 with Yamato and BB Hulk at the original Revolt show, and I thought it was a really cool match, a really fun match, and it really made that show different. So, you know, we're doing L.A. on back-to-back days. We're doing that Saturday night and then Sunday afternoon before the Royal Rumble in the same building. So we wanted to do something to make one of the shows really distinctive. And we felt the no-rope match would do that. And then I went to Gargano and John Davis because obviously they had never done one. And I was like, you know, what do you guys think of doing a no-rope match? And they both individually came back to me and said, you know, we think it'll be a challenge and we think it'll let us be creative and maybe push ourselves to really try something that we haven't before. So, you know, that's pretty much all you really want to hear from the talents. Once you hear something like that, of course you're going to want to book that kind of match because, you know, these guys want to do it and they want that challenge. So that was the thought process behind that. So, you know, Gargano and Davis are both really going to push themselves in this one, so I think the people watching, you know, are going to see something really special there. So that was the whole thought process behind putting that one together.
You recently put out on Facebook that you've never seen Brian Kendrick more motivated, and he is going to be in attendance at this event. No clue as to what he's going to do, but I know that you said, you know, you've been happy you worked with him in 2002, and you're glad to be able to do it again. One of his students is going to be involved in the California fray. So, I mean, one, we're going to get to see, I guess, I don't know if it's the first time anyone's going to see him, but, you know, a young up-and-coming wrestler getting his first shot, which is great, along with other guys like B-Boy, Brian Cage, Drake Younger, Johnny Yuma, and Johnny Goodtime, and Ray Rosas in the California fray. But Brian Kendrick, he has to be the wild card. Just let some of the listeners know, you know, you've worked with him for a long time. What is it like to bring him back into the Dragon Gate universe?
Well, Brian Kendrick, I did write this on Facebook, he was my first love as a booker. And as a booker, every so often, you have a lot of girlfriends, if you, for lack of a better term, but every so often you fall in love. And Brian Kendrick was my first love. So, you know, he was going to be ROH champion and everything, and then he went to WWE, which is, you know, a great move for him. Or, you know, I don't know, in hindsight, maybe he'll agree, maybe he'll disagree. I don't know. That's another topic for another time. But, you know, he went to WWE before we had a chance to do all that. And then he came back, and we did a little deal in Dragon Gate USA a couple of years ago with him. But, you know, I'm not going to say he was unmotivated, but he wasn't quite that into it. And he's kind of reached a new point in his life, and he's super motivated. He wants back to the business at this point, and he's doing that with his school, which I highly recommend if you're in the California area to make sure to check it out, because everyone needs a good trainer, and Brian Kendrick is going to be one of the best trainers, I'm sure of that. You know, so it's an opportunity to work with a very motivated Brian Kendrick again, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. We want to do something cool, and you know, we will. A lot of things need to be shaken up now. You know, I'll go on a little tangent here. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, you know, and right now the talent is absolutely phenomenal. You got, you know, I was there when Rey Mysterio and Psychosis and Juventud Guerrero made their debut in ECW. I was there when Michinoku Pro came in to ECW. You know, I was there for all those ROH years, and I saw, you know, everything that you could see. And the guys now are so gifted and innovative and creative and athletic. I mean, they just blow me away, and I've seen everything, and they are always pulling out new stuff. So the talent is there. The hunger is there. The desire is there. And and backstage are a bunch of cool dudes, you know. They got great personalities. You know, I'm real big on character, and I don't mean like character as in like storyline. I mean, you know, someone's character, a personal character. And they're all very, you know, cool guys and fun to hang out with and all that. And, you know, but at the same time, I recognize, you know, the booking isn't, or the storylines or the angles, and I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about everywhere, although I'll take full responsibility since, you know, I'm in the position that I am, but the booking hasn't been matching the talent. And, you know, you see a lot of the same old, you know, here's, you know, the Shield are great, but it's another invasion storyline. You know, Aces and Eights was hot for a while, but then it's another invasion storyline, you know, and there's another work shoot, and, you know, Rock Punk will be, has a nice build, but, you know, it's The Rock, and anything with The Rock's going to be over. And, you know, across the board, you know, when we started ROH in 2002, we switched gears from ECW because everyone was doing ECW, and I felt the whole ECW style became tired in like 99 and 2000. 99 was still a good year, but like by 2000 it got tired, and that's why we switched gears with ROH. And you look at it, that whole, you know, ROH style, which to me is a lot of the indie style, it's been now 10, 11 years of that, and now it's time to switch things up again, and you have the guys who are able to perform the athletics in the ring and really do such amazing things, and you have these personalities backstage, and now it's up to us, you know, the creative people, to kind of not get lazy and do something cool. You know, and Chikara does a phenomenal job of that. You know, they've brought a comic book to life. That's nothing that I could never book the way that they book in Chikara. It's not my strength, and they're amazing at it. No one's ever going to beat them at that game. And, you know, so PWG, they're kind of taking what ROH did or was back early in the days, and that works for them because they do a limited amount of shows, and they have a super hot crowd in that building, and they're able to do, you know, all the dream matches that no one else does. And you know, they give people, there's no waiting with them. They it's instant gratification. They give, you want this match, you're going to get it right now, you know, and you want this, you're going to get it right now. And it works for them tremendously, but, you know, there has to be something else out there. And you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what it is, and I think that we're going to start it this weekend, you know. And I'm not talking about any, there's a thin line between creative and stupid and innovative and stupid. And, you know, hopefully we're on the right side of that line. But I think everything we do now, I think it's just going to come from looking your audience in the eye and speaking from the heart. You know, everything's got to come from a real and genuine place now. You have everyone doing, you know, you have the new guy, you have talent today, today's new stars, you know, guys who are 23, 24, 25 doing shoot interviews about angles and stuff they did 3 to 6 months ago. You know, shoot interviews used to be guys who are at the end of their career talking about stuff they did 15, 20 years earlier, 10 years earlier. You know, you have people on Twitter and Facebook, you know, showing their real selves. You have YouTubes and, I mean, everything, you know, all these podcasts and everything. And, you know, then you turn around and you're like, all right, well, now you have to believe that, you know, wrestler A hates wrestler B because he hit him over the head with a chair. Or, you know, I don't think Jimmy Snuka getting hit in the head with a coconut now would have any effect on people, you know, because people say, okay, this is all real, everything going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm supposed to think something's, you know, something that is obviously faked or a work shoot or something, you know, is supposed to compel me. And if it's something where Chikara goes to the extreme with it, like they do with the comic book, I think it's very effective. But I think other than that, like, the direction things need to go in is just everything to come from a real place and be genuine. So, sorry for that rant. I just kind of went off on that, but that's where we're going, and you know, I think you're going to see some of that stuff begin to take form this weekend.
No, that's definitely all right. I mean, that's just kind of the mindset that you have to get behind, and I think Dragon Gate is going to showcase this, especially on Saturday, particularly Akira Tozawa versus Sami Callihan or AR Fox versus Samuel Del Sol. The strength that Dragon Gate has is that the ability to put on these types of athletic matches that some have described as literally cutting-edge wrestling, and these are the talents that you have that are able to do it. Sunday, we're going to see that, too. So that's January 27th, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. As you said, plenty of time to watch the Royal Rumble as well, so make it a doubleheader. Why not? You have a main event dream tag match of the Young Bucks versus AR Fox and Akira Tozawa. I mean, you put these four guys in the ring, you're going to see some wrestling that you have never seen before. And, of course, we have Sami Callihan versus Jimmy Susumu and Samuel Del Sol versus Rio Sato. You know, we've never seen these matchups before. These are literally the Jimmies invading California. So you're going to see some wrestling on these iPay-per-views that, you know, you're not going to get with some other promotions. You know, and that's a strength, I feel, and I think a lot of people have said that about Dragon Gate USA. So as you said, you know, that's something that you look forward to, something from the heart. And I think everyone has said about you, Gabe, that you have an eye for talent. When it comes to Sunday, I think you're really giving some of these guys a chance to show off that talent. And these are young guys, including Chuck Taylor. He's facing the mystery opponent who will be coming over from Dragon Gate. And you have Rich Strong going up against a lack of a better term, a veteran in Eric Cannon. And even Eric Cannon is not that old. So the Sunday card, you know, guys, I think this is going to be a pretty great showcase on Sunday. What are you expecting from the Sunday show, this being the cap off to the triple shot?
I mean, I can't really have much more than you did. You did a great job talking about it. And, you know, I think it's going to be a cool day. I think people can make a doubleheader out of it with the Royal Rumble. The Durango USA show is going to be on at 1 p.m. Pacific, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern at WWNLive.com. And, you know, it'll be over in time for you to grab a little dinner and watch the Royal Rumble. So, you know, I hope people make a doubleheader out of it because we're going to showcase, like you said, some, you know, matches you can't see anywhere else and a lot of phenomenal talent. And, you know, a one-time only main event with that Young Bucks versus Tozawa and Fox, which, you know, that's one of those matches I booked just because I want to see. And so it should be, you know, really, really awesome and something fresh and new. So, you know, hopefully people will follow your lead like you were just talking about and, you know, check out the show.
Yeah, and just the other thing I wanted to put out there, Des Delgadillo, who I do the weekly newscast with, he really likes the fact that there's continuity. So Sunday, Johnny Gargano will be facing the winner of the California Fray from Saturday. It has been stated that if Drake Younger wins, he'll face Johnny Gargano. But if Drake Younger doesn't win, he's going to face John Davis. You know, there's just a ton of potential here. And, of course, the wins-loss records, even though this is not evolved, you know, you still take a look at it. So these guys are literally in a prime position to make a name for themselves. But yeah, so as always, you can check this out. Gabe, I guess one last plug, let people know what they can expect from this weekend.
We're going to try our best to put on the best shows that we can, you know, and, I love the talent roster we have for it. You know, we got guys that you probably a lot of people out there know, like Brian Kendrick and the Young Bucks. We got, I don't like to call these guys upcomers at all. Cause I really do believe that they're today's new stars. That's what I like to call them, guys like Johnny Gargano, our champion, John Davis, Sammy Callahan, Chuck Taylor, Samurai Del Sol, AR Fox, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, these are today's new stars. And we do have some upcomers, you know, a guy like Ray Rosas, who's coming in for the weekend. And, you know, we do have some guys upcoming too. So I think when you put that all together and you include a lot of the best coming over from Japan, from Durango promotion, like Akira Tozawa, he's obviously, one of the main draws for us over the weekend. And he's in three huge matches. And, you know, you bring on the Jimmies to go with him and the mystery guy that's coming over from Japan. You know, I think that that's all going to be really cool. You know, we couldn't say the mystery guy, we'll release who it is on, Friday afternoon over at my Twitter, book at Gabe. We just couldn't beforehand because of something that's going on over in Japan, as far as like a angle or something they have going over there. So, but it is going to be a Japanese wrestler, and you know, I think people are going to be really excited when they see who it is, and that's going to create even, you know, three more like fresh, exciting matchups on all three shows.
Yeah, for sure. And as always, check these out, WWNLive.com. Follow Gabe on Twitter. Just look him up or follow him on Facebook. Gabe, you know, really appreciate it. Listeners, you're going to be listening to this on Wednesday. So, Gabe, we really appreciate you taking the time. We know you're going to be flying out here to the West Coast. So thanks for your time, Gabe.
Cool. Thank you very much.